The following is a commentary, a general commentary, on Luke chapter 12, verses 20 to 38. I say general because I will not go into fine details concerning Greek words, Greek verb tenses, and things like that. This part of Luke is where Jesus is speaking on the kingdom of God, and that which pertains to the kingdom of God. My presupposition when it comes to the kingdom of God is this, and throughout Christian history, not everyone has concurred with this presupposition, because when it comes to the kingdom of God, there are theological differences. My presupposition is this. The kingdom of God came to earth spiritually on the day of Pentecost when the King of the kingdom, through his Spirit, entered the lives, the bodies of the disciples. Therefore, any true believer, one who has handed his life over to the Lord Jesus Christ, enters the kingdom of God, the spiritual kingdom of God, the invisible kingdom of God that is presently a reality in the world. But there will come a day when this invisible kingdom of God will become both material and visible on this earth. And that's when Jesus returns and sets up his kingdom, his throne, his rulership from the city of Jerusalem. Again, not everybody holds to this theology, so I just tell you that because that is my background when I approach this portion of Scripture. So verse 20 says, "Once having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied." Now, the Pharisees asked Jesus about the kingdom. They had an understanding of the kingdom from the Old Testament. Their understanding of the kingdom was there would be a Messiah that would come from the lineage of Judah, the lineage of David, who would rescue Israelis from the hands of their enemies and set up an Israeli kingdom where that Messiah would be king. That's their frame of reference. And that's what the Pharisees are asking Jesus about here. They want to know when it's going to come. So Jesus replied, "The kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation, nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is within you." So here Jesus, at least from my understanding, is talking about the invisible kingdom that would come on the day of Pentecost because that kingdom is within us. So Jesus says, Pharisees, don't bother looking around. The kingdom of God's there, or the kingdom's there. Or if you hear somebody say, oh, the kingdom's over there in the next province, don't go running after that because the kingdom of God isn't there. It's within you. Of course, it wasn't within anybody except Jesus at this particular time. That invisible kingdom came in Acts 2. Verse 22, "Then he," meaning Jesus, "said to his disciples," now Jesus has left talking to the Pharisees, he's now talking to the disciples. "He said to his disciples, 'The time is coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it.'" So now we have a new term, the days of the Son of Man. What are those days? What does that mean? I believe the days of the Son of Man are the days when Jesus returns and sets up his kingdom and rule in Jerusalem. It's these days that the disciples are going to long to see, because the disciples are going to endure such persecution that they will just anticipate those days when Jesus will have returned to rule the earth. So Jesus says there's going to be times when you really want to see the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. Men will tell you, there he is, or here he is, meaning there Jesus is, or here Jesus is. Do not go running off after them. For the Son of Man, it's Jesus, in his day will be like the lightning which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. So we've just seen the term days of the Son of Man. Now we see the word day singular, meaning the day, the specific day when Jesus returns, he will return just like lightning flashes from one side of the sky to the other. Everybody sees the lightning. People have said over the years, everybody in the world will see the return of Jesus because they'll see it on the internet. They'll see it on CNN. I don't think so at all. Jesus will return in like fashion, the same way he left. He will return. He will circle the earth maybe a number of times in a number of different directions. Everybody will visibly see the return of Jesus just as they see the lightning. We won't need TV or internet to watch this event. So the day of the Son of Man, the specific day, Jesus says, is going to be when he returns. But before he returns, Jesus says, but first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. So Jesus is simply saying, guys, before that particular day comes, I'm going to suffer at the hands of this generation. And once I suffer, as Jesus said in John 16, you're going to suffer in like fashion. Then Jesus goes on and says in verse 26, just as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days of the Son of Man. People will be eating and drinking, marrying and being given in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. The flood came and destroyed them all. Now this introduces another aspect to, quote, the days of the Son of Man. Prior to the days of the Son of Man, when Jesus rules from Jerusalem, from a prophetic futures viewpoint, there will be 7 years of great tribulation prior to the specific day that Jesus flashes his way around the earth and returns. Those days are also called the days of the Son of Man, but they are the days of judgment, not the days of ruling, as we see taking place after his return. And this is what this section is about. In the days of Noah, before judgment came and the flood, people were just living normal lives. The same will take place prior to the seven-year judgment that we call the Great Tribulation. But suddenly, judgment will come upon the earth.